everybody, to the Dr. Carolyn Dean live radio show featuring Dr. Carolyn Dean. Join Dr. Dean for the next 2 hours along with her host, cohort, and good buddy, Ginny Sanders, also known as Ginny Almighty. Join Dr. Dean as she shares with us her vast range of experience, knowledge, talent, and wisdom. Phone lines are now open, and we'll be taking your calls from around the world and here in the USA.
Welcome, welcome everybody to Dr. Carolyn Dean Live here on Dream Vision 7 Radio Network, uniting humankind with universal love, or as I like to say, uniting the entire world with the absolute dynamic wisdom and powerful presentation of our very own Dr. Carolyn Dean, the author of the number one bestseller, The Magnesium Miracle. Many have heard of it. It has changed the lives of countless millions of people, and it has changed the medical model for good here in the United States and around the world, as both natural doctors and medical practitioners have embraced the idea that magnesium can be used therapeutically for helping people recover from health, sickness, and disease. As a matter of fact, there have been many research institutes that have elicited the importance of magnesium based on the work of Dr. Dean and others, having brought this information to the forefront. We don't talk about the disease model tonight, though, because Dr. Dean is here to talk about the health model. We want you to be healthy, and we want you to enjoy your life and have lots of invigorating energy. And so that's what we do on this show. Not a medical advice show, but it certainly is a healthy body show led by Dr. Carolyn Dean. I'm Ginny Sanders. I'll be your host for the next 2 hours. And those who are with us on YouTube Live, we welcome you all, everyone. Happy Monday from here and around the world, including our beautiful Elma, who's over in Kuwait, and everybody who's piling on to the chat line and tuning in tonight. We will say, if you're listening to this archive through any of our podcasting resources, we welcome you whatever time you're listening to this. And just know that you're going to be on a great journey tonight with Dr. Dean. We're going to talk to you about what we've got going on. We're going to talk to you about what you can do to improve your health, vitality, well-being. We're going to talk about lifestyle things. We're going to talk about the emotional conflicts that sometimes the body picks up and translates into contrast. And we're going to talk about the things that matter to you, your friends, your family, and how to be a stand and to stand with Dr. Dean in these critical times for health, vitality, and well-being, and to be an example to others that you can have confidence and faith in your body. And so that's what we're going to talk about. Now, before we get started, I just want to remind everybody, not a medical advice show, but Dr. Dean will tell you what she would do if she were in your position. And she's been in your position many times because she has a body, and bodies do funny things. But the interesting thing about bodies is that they're connected to nature. And of course, that's our first place that we go to try to find the wisdom and the definition of what we should do to support our body as we look to nature. So that's where Dr. Dean's expertise is just so valuable, because she knows nature better than anybody, and almost anyone, I would say, certainly. And I have evidence of that, because she sends me the most amazing pictures of the nature she surrounds herself with every single day that keep me brightened and inspired about my relationship with nature as well. So without further ado, we will bring her in to delight you in all of her most wonderful ways, the very dynamic and absolutely beautifully intelligent Dr. Carolyn Dean.
Aww. And there are the children. Thank you, children. Yes,
thank you
were.
Welcome to Living the Optimized.
What? Okay, go ahead, Carolyn.
Yeah. Okay, the children have spoken. I must get to work here, but it's not work. It really is fun. We enjoy doing the radio show very much. And Ginny was saying, we're going to talk about, she said that several times, and I thought, yeah, we're going to talk about how the worst is over. Once people get to us, they start realizing, oh, you know, nutrient formulas, they actually can work, you know, and it's really quite an eye-opener to people how they start feeling better with our formulas. What we've done to prove why our absorption is superior is we've done our first paper. Dr. Taylor Wallace and his team put it out for us. This is research we paid for. We signed a contract, but also signed over our rights. We do not have any right to tell them not to put something in the paper. Whatever they found, they had to print. So this is a far cry from a lot of research that's going out there that's paid for by pharmaceutical companies to show the results that they want shown. And that is no lie. So our paper, however, it shows a number of things. The paper is called Circulating Ionized Magnesium as a Measure of Supplement Bioavailability. You can find it at the top of our page, the homepage at drcarolindeanlive.com, where you'll find the blog that I'm going to talk about today. And some of the facts that were stated in this paper is that ionized magnesium testing is the best marker for magnesium. Serum magnesium is bound up and not usable for testing because it does not easily get into the cells. Magnesium ions are small enough to easily get into cells. So that's just a basic statement, and it's stated because we say that our Pico Magnesium Remag is a stabilized ion of magnesium. And at the magnesium ion size, they just jump into cells with no aid, no assistance. Number two, using a molecular size analyzer, so something that analyzes the size of molecules, it's called a zetazizer. Zetazizer nano. So using a molecular size analyzer, we confirmed that the majority of the particle size of REMAG is in the picometer range. The test was repeated three times. And I'll tell you, this test was repeated three times because they didn't believe it the first time, didn't believe it the second time. So the third time they said, well, yeah, I guess this bottle of magnesium chloride sitting on the shelf saying that it's a stabilized ion of magnesium is correct. So it's sitting on the shelf for months. You know, that magnesium is very active. It's a very active element, Mg2+. It's got two electrons hanging out, ready to grab onto just about anything to bind up into a magnesium compound. Well, it didn't do that. It didn't do that for months and months and months, stayed stabilized. Continuing, this research-grade dynamic light scattering system for submicron particle and molecular size and molecular weight measurement was used in the test. Okay, REMAG, third point, 3MAG is made up of magnesium ions and is not bound to another element. Its small size allows it to be absorbed higher up in the GI tract and not reach the large intestine, which avoids the laxative effect. Dr. Taylor further says, magnesium citrate and magnesium oxide will eventually be ionized somewhat as the magnesium breaks away from citrate or oxide, but magnesium ions revert back to a compound state immediately and therefore aren't available for a sufficient time to be absorbed. Number five, elevated ionized magnesium was measurable in the blood within 2 to 4 hours after one dose of REMAG. That's because the testing, we didn't blood test people, you know, like every minute. We waited for 2 hours, and lo and behold, the ionized magnesium blood measurement measured ionized magnesium ions or magnesium ions within the two to four hours. Our head of research, Dr. Taylor Wallace, said that being able to measure magnesium ions in the blood after one single dose is very unusual when it comes to measuring nutrients. Number six, ionized magnesium, but not serum magnesium, is depressed in a number of clinical conditions, such as migraine, non-insulin dependent diabetes, patients with asthma, women with high risk pregnancies. But because serum magnesium is the standard, these conditions are not diagnosed by using serum magnesium. Seven, a subclinical magnesium deficiency can result when serum magnesium levels are within the lower reference range. Therefore, serum total magnesium levels may not be sufficient for diagnosis of deficiency. So that's why in our studies, we're trying to find absorption patterns, but we're also promoting the ionized magnesium test. And finally, our findings of a more robust ionized response when compared to serum magnesium are similar to those reported by Altora et al. Now, the doctors Altora, Burton and Bella Altora, they did the foreword to my book. They're very famous magnesium researchers. And they told me after having done about 1,000 papers on magnesium, they said, we're not making a dent. We're not getting anywhere with our research. And that's why they agreed to do the foreword to my Magnesium Miracle book. So lots more in housekeeping, but I should press on. Why I wanted to highlight about magnesium is because today we're talking about vitamin D. I gave myself a title for this blog called We Don't Know Enough About Vitamin D. Ginny, what did we ultimately call it that people will see at DearCarolynDeanLive.com?
Sorry, we ended up calling it vitamin D, a daily intake, and let's see, I'm going to tell you the exact words that we ended up calling it because I can't do it from my memory. We ended up calling it,
I'm sorry to bother you with that.
No, vitamin D, your daily intake plus cofactors. That's what we ended up with.
Right.
Yeah.
Right. So what is magnesium? It's a cofactor.
Yep.
If you have a high dose vitamin D intake, well, if you have any vitamin D intake, you need magnesium in order to make that vitamin D into the active form. And let me just turn the tables a little bit because here's one of our questions today, Ginny. Lori says, I have a small garden and spend most of my summer outside caring for it and enjoying the sunshine. Why do I get muscle cramps more often? I thought all that natural vitamin D is good for me. I'm puzzled. Now, isn't that just beautiful? Because what that illustrates, Lori, is that as you're taking in all that awesome sunshine vitamin D, which apparently full body exposure, both sides, at least 30 minutes, something to that effect, can give you 10,000 units of vitamin D that then has to be activated with magnesium. And if you don't have enough magnesium to do that, you can make yourself magnesium deficient, at which point you can get muscle cramps, fatigue, heart palpitations, insomnia at night. So isn't that amazing? Just increase your REMAG, Lori, and you'll be fine. And that illustrates the title that Ginny called this blog, which is, here it comes, Your Daily Intake Plus Cofactors. So your daily intake of vitamin D plus cofactors. And what we say here is vitamin D is a necessary nutrient for the body. It's used in most body processes, such as cellular functioning, bone remodeling, calcium absorption, immune support. Research indicates it can improve longevity, boost immunity, and may even brighten your mood. So, I mean, we could say it about just about every nutrient that it's necessary in most body processes. Why would a nutrient just be used, oh, let's just use this in the eyes and not bother with it anywhere else? Or let's just use this in your legs and not anywhere else. I mean, that's the way medicine works. They like to think that a certain body part needs a specialist and needs, you know, one certain treatment. But that's just not the case. It's just not the way the body works. Continuing on, while the majority of studies focus on vitamin D3 benefits, it's most important to note that much of the population is still deficient in vitamin D3. The risks for being deficient in vitamin D include, fear of cancer and compulsive use of sunscreens. Wasn't it just a few years ago that people just got crazy about sunscreens, really scared of the sun? You don't see full body tans anymore. You really don't. Even over here in Maui, mostly I see burns, you know, when the tourists come, but people are afraid of cancer. They'll spray themselves head to foot with sunscreens that actually kill our coral and kill our sea wildlife and then lie out in the sun. I don't know, just to get hot maybe. Okay, so the fear of cancer and compulsive use of sunscreens, that blocked our ability to get sunshine vitamin D. So we've been avoiding the great outdoors. There's an abysmally low RDA, recommended daily allowance for vitamin D. A couple of years ago, it used to be 400 international units. It may be a little more now, like 1,000, but that we probably need about 10,000 according to Grassroots Health. And actually, one of my my questions said something like that. Let me just look. Dawn says, I'm taking REMAG and REMITE. Could you please tell me what the dose is for vitamin D? I thought Dr. Dean recommended 1,000 to 2,000 IUs a day, but today I received an email about an upcoming show about vitamin D, which is suggested that we may need up to 10,000 units a day. Can you please clarify? Thanks for your time. So that, yeah, that's great, Dawn, because what happened, and it's only been in the last 2 years, in the fall of 2019, I started working with Grassroots Health regarding vitamin D and the association with magnesium. And I was recommended actually to Carol Baggerly, who started the Grassroots Health Foundation, recommended by Dr. Mercola, because he knew the importance of magnesium and vitamin D. And what we began to do is do the Grassroots Health vitamin D levels, and come to find out mine was an abysmally low 19. When even I'd been recommending 30 to 40, what Grassroots Health in the levels, nanograms per deciliter, and what Grassroots Health recommends is 40 to 60, but 90 nanograms for people who want to avoid breast cancer, want to avoid breast cancer recurrence, or for men who want to avoid prostate cancer. 90. And I was 19. And I realized, although I felt perfectly healthy, I realized, well, you can't get that information out of your brain. It's like, once I started looking at grassroots health information about vitamin D and the importance of it and its importance in cellular functioning, bone remodeling, calcium absorption, immune support, longevity, and mood, and more. I mean, you can look at any of the research studies on vitamin D and see that virtually all of them showed some benefit. As I said, knowing that, I couldn't unknow it. And I started with myself, of course. I'm always the test guinea pig. And I thought, okay, I've got to increase my vitamin D. And in the midst of it, I said, well, we also have to have our own vitamin D, because I couldn't find one that didn't make me burp. So anyway, we got a plant lichen vitamin D going and put in K2, because most of the vitamin D out there doesn't have K2. And the reason for the K2 is that vitamin D helps the absorption of calcium, tightens calcium absorption in the body. And you can get calcium in the wrong places if you don't have magnesium and vitamin K2 to direct the calcium where it belongs, into the bones and teeth. So one thing led to the other. I started to take 5,000, and then when Carol Baggerly came on the show for as our guest for a talk about vitamin D, it really made me realize I probably needed more than 5,000. So I began to take 10,000. When I repeated my vitamin D test, I had gone from 19 up to, I think, 53. But at the same time, my magnesium went down from a very high, in the low 60s, down to, I think, to 49, which is still in the normal range. But boom, there was my validation of what I'd been reading, that when you take higher doses of vitamin D, it's going to use up your magnesium. I mean, what a perfect little study of one. This is not anecdotal. This is a study of one. So here we are with me moving from what I've said in the past about needing vitamin D 1 to 2,000 units, and probably needing up to 10,000. I must repeat my test. I keep saying that every week. And if I'm up in the 60s or 70s now, I might just go to 5,000 and then do another test after 3 to 6 months and see where I'm at. But I have a feeling I'm going to be taking 10,000, which is two of our vitamin D3 K2 pills, capsules. Okay, what else interferes with vitamin D absorption? Living at higher altitudes where there's less exposure to the sun, and the sun is not as strong. Having darker skin will decrease your vitamin D absorption, because the melanin kind of blocks the vitamin D from being absorbed. So you're require longer sun exposure. The melanin is produced in the skin to prevent people living near the equator from getting too much, just burning themselves up. So melanin is basically protection against the sun. Number six, cold skin will be less receptive to absorption, sun vitamin D absorption, than warm skin. Being overweight, more than 30% body fat makes it harder to absorb vitamin D. Maybe it's through the sun and also apparently through supplements. So I don't understand that, but that's what they're saying. So that means that people who are overweight have lower levels of vitamin D. Also, unhealthy gut, liver, and kidneys reduce the amount of vitamin D that is absorbed. And I think also process, because you process vitamin D in your kidneys. The liver has an effect too in processing, and an unhealthy gut means you're not absorbing it properly if your gut is unhealthy. And medications, number 9, can zap vitamin D production. So a lot of ways to not get your vitamin D, and it's good to have some from the sun. I basically now tan my legs. I stick my legs out into a ray of sun, and that's kind of fun. And I also am taking my 10,000 units. And without enough vitamin D available, the immune response of the body can be hindered. Then the next title is Don't Forget Your Cofactors. And I talked about magnesium already. And what I realized when I was writing some of this is magnesium being necessary for the activation of vitamin D, and magnesium deficiency is the reason why the studies on vitamin D are inconclusive and kind of erratic, with researchers putting down vitamin D supplementation and others supporting it, because they don't measure for magnesium. And also, if they measured for magnesium, they'd use the wrong test. They'd use the sheer magnesium test. So that makes the studies all kind of, as I said, inconclusive. You can't draw a conclusion when you don't have all the information. Magnesium deficiency is why extremely high dose vitamin D supplementation, you know, the 50,000 units of vitamin D, which if it's given as a prescription, it's usually synthetic vitamin D. They may tell you just to take it once a week, and that's another factor in vitamin D supplementation. You have to take it every day for the body to utilize it properly. And this high-dose vitamin D can be detrimental because it steals all the body's magnesium, giving you magnesium deficiency symptoms, as I said in one of our questions, I think from Lori. Several other factors, including the intake of certain nutrients that influence how an individual's vitamin D level responds to their vitamin D supplementation, was in a recent Grassroots Health article. And they said vitamin K2 is important. And that's why our D3K2 reset contains K2. And as I said, it's made from plant lichens instead of sheep lanolin, which is the fat from sheep's wool. The other nutrients, vitamin B6 and B12. And that's why they're in our Realign formula, along with all the methylated and food-based Bs. Vitamin C is important in vitamin D metabolism, and that's in our Whole C Reset and Vitamin C Reset Berry Powder, and in our Restructure. Probiotics are also important, and that's in our Flora Revive and our Flora Revive Light. And other key vitamin D nutrients include boron and zinc, and they're in our Remite and in our Picozinc. Remite does have some zinc, but with the recent importance of zinc and the immune system and for the prostate, we also have a straight Picozinc. And for more information about vitamin D, you can go to drcarolindeanlive.com and see a book called Total Body Defense. I've got about 30 pages of vitamin D there. I was thinking of going over some of that, but I've already spent enough time on this introduction. And I'll just finish up with the blog questions and then go to Jenny. So Karen is saying, I've just recently been diagnosed with osteopenia. What is the role of vitamin D in this condition? What can I take to reverse it? Well, with osteopenia, what a lot of natural medicine bone experts say is there's more to the bones than just vitamin D or calcium. Medicine get caught up in just telling people to take calcium for their osteopenia or take a drug which stops the breakdown of bone. And the drugs that they use to stop the breakdown of bone also stop the remodeling of bone so that the calcium that was taken up was not bound in a proper lattice form and just became brittle bone. And so I have a problem with those bone drugs for osteoporosis and osteopenia. So the role of vitamin D is to help absorb your calcium, but what's even more important, I think, is magnesium. I'd say it's like magnesium, vitamin D, then calcium, then boron, then, you know, several other nutrients that we do cover in all of our supplements, our formulas. The boron, for example, is in Remite. And vitamin A is important for the bones. And that's in our omega-3 fatty acids, A plus E. So everything is important in osteopenia, but also exercise. You must exercise. The astronauts, apparently, who go into space for a few weeks, they start having bone loss because they don't have the pull of gravity on their bones. So everything's important, Karen. Kelly says, I was wondering if all our most mental illnesses are caused by lack of magnesium, minerals, and amino acids, etc. I know other vitamins such as B vitamins and vitamin D deficiencies cause depression and such, but bipolar and other extreme mental illness, she says she's wondering about. And then she also gives a beautiful compliment. She says, thank you for providing us with these phenomenal products that have been life-changing and transforming in my life and others whom I have turned these miracle products on to. Fondly, Kelly. So, mental illness, what about serotonin in the gut? 90% of the serotonin, tonin, the feel-good neurotransmitters in the gut, and people who have gut imbalances, they can be affected. What do we do for the gut? We definitely try to manage yeast with our Flora Revive and Pico Silver. So again, everything is important. Balance is important. And I think what we're proving over and over with our customers that all the nutrients are important. We used to get them from food. We no longer get them from food. We do eat too much sugar, and sugar pushes vitamin C out of our cells. So that leaves us kind of with a weakened immune system and inability to fight off bacteria and viruses. So everything is important for mental and physical illness. When you get to serious conditions, I mean, I look at the total biology model that people who feel they have irresolvable conflicts, they create physical and mental problems. So we ask people if they can possibly do it to take all our nutrients. We do have, you know, I think over a dozen now, but, you know, with this recent attack on our immune system, I realize that the importance of extra zinc and vitamin C and the omega-3 fatty acids and vitamin D to support the structure and function of the immune system. What we do with conditions like schizophrenia, manic depression, bipolar, is we'll refer them on to truehealth.com.
No,
and the product called Empower Plus, EMPOWER Plus. It's vitamins, minerals, amino acids in high doses, but we tell them to keep on our magnesium because their magnesium is not as well absorbed. So taking our products, adding some True Hope Empower Plus is the way we work with people who have schizophrenia and bipolar. So next question from Sam. I've been diagnosed to have severe vitamin D deficiency, prescribed high doses of vitamin D. I've read in Dr. Dean's book about risks of taking high dose without magnesium. Wondering if there's any guidance on using magnesium and high dose vitamin D together before I start using magnesium. I need to order it and vitamin D supplements. So what we do, Sam, is we get people to do the grassroots health vitamin D test. I think we still have some complementary grassroots health in-home kits. I'll get Ginny to talk about how you can get a grassroots health in-home kit. It has vitamin D, omega-3 fatty acids, TSH for your thyroid, and magnesium levels. You find out your vitamin D level. You know you want to be somewhere from 60 to 90 in your results. If you're not, then you go to Grassroots Health and their vitamin D calculator, and you put in, oh, my vitamin D level is 30, but I want it to be 70. How much vitamin D do I have to take to get to 70? And they'll tell you whether it's 5, 10, or 15,000 units. So it's pretty foolproof to do this testing, and just, you know, awesome that Carol Baggerly makes this available. The last question, does low vitamin D affect bone health? How can I raise my vitamin D without having an imbalance of other nutrients like calcium? So we've talked about vitamin D and how to get your levels, the magnesium to take, the REMAG to take. You increase that by a quarter teaspoon every couple of days until your symptoms are diminished or diminishing till they're all gone away. You might be needing 2 and 3 teaspoons, and then you can cut back. I mean, that's just the short form of what you'll read in my REMAG booklet. That's at drcarolindeanlive.com. As for calcium, I have a standard recommendation for that. I go by the RDA of the UK, United Kingdom, and the World Health Organization, which is about 600 milligrams of calcium. A person's body does not know how to cope with 1,200 to 1,500 milligrams of a calcium compound, a huge proportion of which can precipitate in the wrong places. So I created the ReCalcia. It's a stabilized ion of calcium. And you go to the Chronometer app, chronometer.com, put in your basic diet, find out how much calcium you're getting in your diet. If you're not getting the 600 milligrams a day, then you take a ReCalcia. 1 teaspoon is 300 milligrams. So myself, I'm taking a teaspoon a day of ReCalcia for my calcium levels. The book Remite and ReCalcia will help you, Joan, in talking about bone health, as well as the REMAG book or my published Random House book on Amazon. Is called Magnesium Miracle. And I have more words about calcium and bone health. So there we are, Ginny. That's our topic for today.
Unmute. That's very good. Now, for those who've been listening and are so excited about their vitamin D supplementation, Dr. Dean has a very special treat for you today. And this is only for our radio show listeners. This is not going out on blast, but we just love our radio show people so much. So what we wanted to do was give you a chance to get your vitamin D and your magnesium together at an additional discount. Because, you know, we have that bundle on our website, the REMAG and the D3K2. It's always discounted at 15% off. But you can use the code D3K2LIVE, D3K2LIVE, and get an additional 15% off. So that basically gives you 30% off that bundle. Off
the retail price. Oh, my gosh. Price.
That was great. Carolyn's like, oh no, bankruptcy. No, I'm just I'm just kidding.
Yes, yeah. bankrupt me. See if you can bankrupt me. Do it.
But you guys, that'll be great. So if you don't have your D3, and I'm telling you right now, if you're not taking 10,000 units a day, I'm not a doctor, but I pretend I'm one on the radio. Look, you got to be taking 10,000 units a day, period. We're in a weird, wonky time. Look, vitamin D is a proxy for sunlight. That means it stands in as though it is sunlight. So it's bringing the light to your body. And if you don't have it, you're not lighting up your cells. You're not lighting up your being. You're not lighting up your immune system. And you need to bring it to your body in that way. The more time you spend inside and the more time you're in front of a computer, like me, the more vitamin D you need to take. Women take it for their breasts and men take it for their prostate. It's reciprocal in that way as well. You've got to take it. Wow. Rachel, our producer, who said she remembers sometimes? No, every day.
But look at that, Ginny, when you were saying it's a proxy for light. Look at the Bible, salt and light.
Oh.
Right? That's why our friend says our vitamin D is, what does he call it? R2D2. He says it's the most important thing. So there's salt and light. What do we tell you to drink? Salt in your water. Yeah. You know, what do doctors say? Oh, don't take salt. I mean, are they trying to starve people? What are they saying? No salt. We're talking about sea salt with 72 minerals. And we're talking about D3K2 reset. Do we have RNA powder in the Yeah, look at that. We even put our RNA powder in there as our living catalyst that brings life to the vegetables and fruits we're growing, but it brings life to humans as well.
Yeah.
Awesome. Yeah. Salt so and light.
Yeah, it's really important. And minerals, as we know, are light bringers. I mean, they're light bearers, all the mineral salts, the REMAG and the electrolytes and things. So look, you guys, let's not be fooling around. I want to make sure you have it. Dr. Dean wants to make sure you've got it. You've got to use it every day. And let's get through this transition we're in on the face of the earth. Nobody needs to be running around accusing anybody of spreading anything for any reason at any time. And we don't need to be doing crazy stuff. We just need to have the confidence in our bodies to know that we've got the right amount of immunity building and we've got the right amount of protection. So make sure you get it. And if you've got it and you're satisfied with it, buy it for somebody else because it's time to pass it on. We got to wrap our arms around this world and get this thing straightened out. So if you've got it and you like it, pass it on. If you don't have it, get it. And if you've got it and you want more, get it. And you'll get 15% off that order. Okay. Additional
30% off. It's 30% off.
It's all total. It's 30% off. Dr. Dean, announcing Dr. Dean's bankruptcy tonight. No, I'm just kidding. But everybody will be fine. So please take advantage of that. Again, the code is D3K2LIVE. And Lisa knows what it is. Melody Rose knows what it is. And it's going to work throughout the week for those who are listening through the podcast. It'll apply to you too. So be sure to take advantage of that. Absolutely.
Mm-hmm. Wonderful. Okay. Well, I have spoken my words.
Okay. Let's read a couple of questions. First of all, Lorraine in Canada is up with us tonight. She's saying, hello, hello. Thank you, Lorraine, for being with us. And Maria's back. We've got Doug here. We've got Elma here and so many other. We've got eMusic with us tonight. And we've got True Grit. We've got Mukand Kati, who's asking, Dr. Dean and team, I would appreciate any tips and help on hypertension that you would have. I didn't know specifically, he hasn't responded or she hasn't responded. What is the primary concern? But just give us a quick overview of hypertension, Dr. Dean.
Sure. But I want to ask first, can you give a shout out to Doug and ask Doug if he can come on the show and tell us his experience? He's been one of our customer service people that's been with us, you know, well, almost as long as Melody Rose. I want to know where Doug is at. I've certainly met Doug in person. He's awesome. He's a Vietnam vet. He just sits on the phone all the time, helping people. But Doug, would you be interested in coming on and telling us some of your stories?
All right. Very good. I will ask him. He can, he's also working customer service tonight, but I bet he can, but I bet he can come on after 8. So that would be at the top of the hour. So I'll check with him and see what he has to say.
So with hypertension, what happens is the blood vessels, the arteries are surrounded by smooth muscles. So muscles are affected by magnesium. Magnesium relaxes muscles. And if you're magnesium deficient, and thereby you have more calcium than magnesium because magnesium and calcium play off each other. If you're deficient in magnesium, that means you have more calcium. Calcium tightens up muscles. And they have an interplay where, you know, in muscle function, the calcium builds up in the cell, sends out the action potential to create the action of muscle tightening. You know, you make a muscle, that's your muscles tightening. So calcium tightens muscles, and then magnesium inside the cells actually kicks the calcium out and the muscles relax. If you don't have magnesium in your cells to kick the calcium out, the calcium is just going to build and build and the muscles get tighter and tighter. And that's your tension, your shoulders are scrunched up. That's you when you do try to make a nice luxurious stretch in bed and your legs start, your calf muscles cramp up and throw you to the floor. And in a micro fashion, that's happening in your blood vessels. If you don't have enough magnesium to relax the smooth muscles surrounding your arteries, they clamp down. That's it. You know, instead of having the size of a straw, you have an artery the size of inside a needle syringe. And that puts pressure on your blood, and there's your high blood pressure. How's that, Ginny? Poor Ginny had to mute, unmute, mute, unmute, mute, unmute, mute, unmute. She's coming, though.
That was excellent. Yep, here I am. No, that was excellent. I learned something again as far as that whole idea about what's actually happening with the blood cells themselves. So that's really cool. Very cool.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Very cool. Excellent. And the other thing is, as we learned from Ginny, be sure to drink your Remag throughout the day. Don't just chug it down, because you want to keep it in circulation in your bloodstream, because that keeps the contracting going in the right way as well. Very good.
Mm-hmm.
Very good. Okay. Also, let's see if we have any other questions here. Okay. So do we want to take a couple phone calls? And yes, Deb can come on after the top of the hour, Carolyn.
Oh, that'd be wonderful. Appreciate that. Okay. Yes, let's take some calls. We're a bit early, but this is wonderful. We'll get more people talked to.
Okay, very good. All right. So if you'd like to talk to Dr. Dean tonight, the number 646-558-8657, and then you've got to come in with that ID number, which is 8836953587. And when you do, then you've got to hit *9. I know it's a lot, but it's okay. *9 will bring you into the call and raise your hand. And then we know you're here. We've got a couple people holding to talk to Dr. Dean. I'll lead off by saying your area code, like I'm going to say right now, area code 510, and then ask you to unmute your phone, area code 510, by hitting *6 on your keypad or responding to the blue button on your phone, either one. And that will bring you into the call. And then you can say your words and talk with Dr. Dean tonight, area code 510. So just *6. Or respond to the blue button that's on your phone device or your computer screen, whatever. There we go. Welcome.
Hi, thank you so much for taking my call. This is not specifically related to your topic for today, but I wanted to see, Dr. Dean, what you might recommend. I'm needing to have some dental x-rays soon, and I'm very sensitive. Like, I can actually feel the cells burning after I get the x-rays. Mm-hmm. And I wanted to know what you might recommend for me to prepare for them, and or afterwards to help eliminate some of the radiation buildup.
Right. I'm sure there are nutrients, but my go-to has always been a homeopathic. And I'm looking, I wonder if it's on Amazon, but I'll just Google, and it's just called Radiation Remedy.
And oh, okay.
Radiation Remedy, homeopathy. I've used it in people who've had to have radiation, you know, breast cancer people, and that, and, you know, spraying pico silver on the radiation site and different things can really help. So
afterwards, or spraying that on afterwards or before?
After you have a radiation treatment. And x-rays, if you're that sensitive, yes, go ahead and use a pico silver to spray your skin. I don't know if you'd spray it beforehand. I think they swab you down with alcohol or stuff beforehand. So, but certainly right afterwards, as soon as you can. You know, things are being taken away from us in the homeopathic realm now. So I'm looking to see if the radiation remedies are still available. Yeah, I don't see them. But you could Google, you know, radiation remedy or x-ray remedies. I've certainly had it in the past, but like I said, homeopathy is under attack, as are a lot of our, no, I can't find it easily enough. What's your first name?
Jamie.
Yeah, I can't find it, Jamie. But search around. I'll make a note to myself that I can leave this information with customer service if I come across it. Okay?
Okay, well, I mean, I can do the search. I know I've searched it before, and I might have notes somewhere, but I just didn't know if there was anything in particular. I'm trying to find my research and make my list of all the supplements I need to order from your website. So that's right. My good to do today. And then I was like, oh yeah, the radio show. Let me tune in and see.
Well, okay. So you're getting dental x-rays, and then, you know, what you do there afterwards. I mean, when I've had any dental work, I'll just make some pico silver and Remag, teaspoon of each, and put them in my mouth and swirl it around, because certainly those the plates, the little lead squares they put to stretch the gums and tissues away from your teeth. I mean, that I've been cut by that, stuff in the past. So the Pico Silver, Remag, and extra vitamin C. I know when I bite my tongue or something, get a little ulcer on my tongue, I'll take extra whole C reset. Vitamin C will heal up tissues. And there in the Remag is an antioxidant, so is vitamin C. So any of these things will help.
Very, very good. Appreciate your insight. Thank you.
Thanks, Jamie. I hope you don't have to have any work done.
Well, I'm me too.
Yeah. Okay, Jamie, thank you.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Okay, very good. Excellent. Thank you. Thank you.
And actually, let's talk about dental for a minute, because a friend of mine, he was having on his lower lips kind of a burning, almost like a little, you know, a little mini cold sore attack, and it wouldn't go away. He was asking me what to do, and you know, we talked about silver and all that. He'd had a skin thing removed, and he sprayed silver on it, and it healed, you know, within a couple of days. So he knows it can work. And then, but that wasn't working. And then he found out that he had cracked a tooth and it had gotten infected. So he had an abscess. And he was trying to find, oh, do I go to the mainland? He was just letting it drag on a little too much. And then he chats me that he's starting to see flashes behind one of his eyes. And that's a sign of retinal detachment. And I said, go to emergency, you know. And I sort of put it together that, you know, this infected tooth on the side, he was having the flashes and his lip. Well, I told him earlier that as soon as I found out about the tooth, I said, well, that's your lip, you know, because when you've got a dental infection, which is, it's usually bacterial if you've got a dental abscess, the bacteria will encourage yeast overgrowth and a virus can take hold as well. And then, you know, how they always talk about, well, you know, the roots of your teeth are near your brain and near your eyes. So, you know, all that stuff is interrelated. Whereas, you know, he'd probably go to a dermatologist for his lip, he'd go to the dentist for his tooth, and he's going to go to an eye doctor for his eye. Whereas I just said to him, get that tooth out now.
Wow. Yeah, absolutely. And I think for me personally, having the minerals in your mouth, you know, swishing out. When I take Pico Silver, I swish my mouth out with it before I swallow it. I mean, I think that having the minerals in your mouth is just really amazing. I know that RNA drops have a very positive effect in people's mouth and teeth. I don't have the plaque or anything that I used to have. I know a lot of people have gum sensitivity and all that. And mine went away, and also with taking that vitamin C, I mean, that will definitely strengthen gums and bleeding gums and gum sensitivity. So there's so much benefit that we get through the body, and we don't really think fully about how it's impacting the mouth, but it really is impacting our mouth first.
And absolutely, you know, dentists, so they can be very good, you know, nutritionists and naturopaths, because they see starting in the mouth and in the mucous membranes, they see what could be happening through the body. And let me just say, because we're coming to the top of the hour, don't forget to floss. Everybody has to be flossing. Because if you don't floss and then you start flossing again, you'll have bleeding gums. But if you floss for a few days, the bleeding gums goes away. So what you're doing is making sure none of little calcifications or plaque builds up on your teeth at the gum line. So there.
Very good. Excellent. Excellent. Okay. Let's see. I think we can take, no, we can't. We've got to take a break, and then we're going to be right back for hour two here live with Dr. Carolyn Dean. Thanks, everybody. We'll be right back.
with hour two of the Dr. Carolyn Dean live radio show, along with host Ginny Sanders, right after this brief station break. You can also get updates and resources online by visiting drcarolyndean.com. That's drcarolyndean.com.
Did you know there are 65 health conditions associated with magnesium deficiency? Magnesium deficiency is a public health crisis growing in scope and proportion. Dr. Carolyn Dean, author of The Magnesium Miracle, has identified over 65 health conditions associated with magnesium deficiency, 100 factors that lead to magnesium deficiency, and 24 reasons why magnesium deficiency occurs. Order The Magnesium Miracle today at Amazon.com and learn how to remedy this pervasive condition.
Do you have questions about your health? Are you wondering about alternatives? Do you ever wish you could have 5 minutes with a doctor you can trust? Someone who is an internationally recognized authority in the field of natural medicine? Meet award-winning doctor, naturopath, and best-selling author of The Magnesium Miracle, Carolyn Dean, MD, MD. Hear a wealth of information designed to empower listeners and callers to discover how to improve health, vitality, and well-being through a variety of safe strategies and nutritional options. Dr. Carolyn Dean Live. Shows can be heard every Monday, 7 to 9 a.m. Eastern, with weekly live shows, 7 to 9 p.m. Eastern Time, on syndicated Dream Vision 7 radio network.
Natural health, vitality, and well-being. Yes, everyone wants it, but not everyone is sure how to achieve it. Dr. Carolyn Dean's Completement Formulas are more than just dietary supplements. They're whole foods and picometer minerals designed to complete your nutrition, not just supplement it. Experience the difference Dr. Dean's formulas make. Visit RNAReset.com to learn more. That's RNAReset.com.
Omega Institute, offering workshops, retreats, and online learning dedicated to awakening the best in the human spirit. With more than 40 years at the forefront of holistic studies, Omega is known the world over as a trusted source for integrated approaches to personal growth and social change. Located in Rhinebeck, New York, just 90 miles north of New York City, Omega's natural environment and quiet pace allow for extraordinary experiences to unfold. Learn more at eomega.org. or call 877-944-2002. Again, 877-944-2002.
This is Dream Vision 7 Radio Network, uniting mankind with universal love. Our shows are created from the heart, bringing each listener to a place of divine enlightenment. Breathe, relax, and enjoy. Let life flow.